We are still following today's shooting at the Navy Yard in Washington. FBI SWAT teams continuing to clear buildings. Several people shot and killed, several wounded. MedStar Washington Hospital Center has reportedly received three patients, all in critical condition, expected to survive. President Obama spoke of the victims from the Rose Garden.
And as we learn more about the courageous Americans who died today, their lives, their families, their patriotism, we will honor their service to the nation. They helped to make great. And obviously, we're going to be investigating thoroughly what happened, as we do so many of these shootings, sadly, that have happened, and do everything that we can to try to prevent them.
Well, that came at the top of a speech that was planned to mark the fifth anniversary of the financial collapse. But as the president spoke about progress since 2008, Congress is gearing up for a new round of budget talks, and the crisis in Syria looms in the background. Joining us now, Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor. So, Ron, how much of today's planned speech was about changing the conversation away from Syria, or is that unfair, given that the budget battle is heating up?
Surely the president was just as glad to pivot away from the Syria situation. But as you suggest, this was what they had anticipated talking about on September 15th for any number of weeks now. The president needs to get back to focusing on the issues that Americans say they're focused on. That usually starts with jobs and the economy. And in fact, they've been planning this speech for quite some time. You know, 5 years ago on September 15th, when Lehman Brothers went down and the financial crisis began, the president was actually trailing John McCain in the polls as they came up to the November 2008 election. And after that date, the president steadily moved ahead and stayed ahead and won his first term as president. This is a date that means a lot in the Obama White House.
Yeah. And maybe it's not surprising that today President Obama spoke about progress made since 2008. Let's listen.
On this five-year anniversary, we should take note of how far we've come from where we were 5 years ago. But that's not the end of the story. As any middle-class family will tell you, or anybody who's striving to get into the middle class, we are not yet where we need to be.
So not a complete pat on the back, Ron Elving. But there are other issues facing the president today. There's Larry Summers, his top pick to lead the Federal Reserve. We just heard taking himself out of the running. With three Senate Democrats opposing his nomination, he reluctantly withdrew his candidacy. What does it mean for President Obama that some members of his own party were not going to back his decision?
It means those members of his own party had been listening to their constituency groups. This man is not, Larry Summers, is not beloved by many Democrats. And the three that you mentioned are all on the Senate Banking Committee. It was going to rob the Democrats of their majority on that committee. This was not a nomination that was going to probably even make it to the Senate floor. So the inevitable was on the wall, and Larry Summers backed off for that reason. But, you know, Democrats see this guy as having been, you know, a deregulator back in the 90s, somebody who wanted to let the financial industry have more freedom, and that to some degree led to the 2008 crisis.
Just a quick one here, though. We began by talking about how there was a budget battle. Spending bill has to be agreed on by September 30th. Do you think it will be?
No sign of progress right now. Both parties seem to be very much digging in for a fight. The president has said he won't negotiate over the debt ceiling. The president has said that there's no reason to shut the government down over the implementation of Obamacare. So if the Republicans really do want to have a confrontation on this, on one of those issues, they're going to cause a great deal of disruption, either by shutting down the government or by causing a potential partial, at least, default on U.S. obligations.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thank you as always.
Thank you, Robin.